You're listening to WCAI. When you throw a plastic bottle into a recycling bin on Cape Cod, there's a good chance it will head to a municipal recycling facility called E.L. Harvey in Westboro, Massachusetts. As Sarah Mises-Tan reports, where it goes from there depends a lot on what kind of plastic it is.
That is the sound of hundreds of plastic bottles, cardboard boxes, tin cans, and glass bottles being sorted on conveyor belts by machines and by people inside a cavernous warehouse piled high with recyclables.
Most of the material that you see here today came from municipalities, you know, throughout eastern Massachusetts.
That's Ben Harvey, president of the recycling facility E.L. Harvey. The process here is to sort out the plastics, squish it into giant cubes, and then ship it off to what's called the marketplace, where it'll be sold like a commodity.
Oh, they're just bales that weigh approximately 1,200 pounds. So it's a combination of all the different types of plastic that we keep separate, and then we try to market that material.
In the past, most of those bales of plastic had gone to China. But since the beginning of last year, China raised its standards on the kinds of plastic it'll accept. No more plastics that are contaminated with trash, for example. There's still a market for selling used plastic, Harvey assured me, but
the basic thing is that we've had to do a much better job on the quality of the materials that we package. So when it comes in all kind of mixed together, we have to do a better job of sorting that material out.
At E.L. Harvey, this means having to put more manual labor on sorting belts to pull out materials that absolutely cannot be in a plastic bale. About a dozen employees work to sort out stuff like plastic bags, plastic film, and just general trash from the conveyor belt of material zooming by. He says these days, when in doubt, throw it out.
You can see a Twizzler package over there. Well, people think because they generate it in their home, it's got to be recyclable. That's not recyclable.
Closer to home, towns have also been making an effort to clean up their plastic recycling streams before they even get to a sorting facility. In New Bedford, a new effort has city recycling enforcers out checking recycling bins as part of a public education plan. Marissa Paris-Dormitzer, who's been leading the effort, stands on a residential street lined with blue bins.
So it's collection day, so we can see the recycling carts and the trash carts set out for collection.
Today, she and others are looking through bins and checking for recycling mistakes. If a bin is bad enough, it gets marked with an oops tag, explaining what was wrong. In some cases, the resident will receive a fine.
Plastics we find can be confusing because of the number on them. Sometimes residents will see that number and they'll automatically assume that the item can be recycled, but that's not the case.
Many of the bins Paris-Dormitzer looks in have what is known as plastic films in them, the plastic wrap that's used to hold together bundles of plastic bottles or Ziploc plastic bags that hold snacks or frozen vegetables. That's a big no-no for plastics recycling. She says things are easier if people ignore the plastics numbering system and just categorize recyclables by shape.
We're more looking for container type, so bottle, can, jug, jar.
And bottles rinsed out with the cap screwed on tight, please. But even in the best case scenario, when the rules are followed, economist and environmental advocate Madhavi Venkatesan says plastic recycling is still tricky.
When you recycle a plastic bottle, it doesn't go back to a new life. A lot of times the recycling goes back to making thread for clothing. That's one of the most common uses today.
In the end, she says that isn't exactly recycling.
So expanding the life of the plastic. So, and when a plastic ends up in clothing, which is in a lot of our clothing, it ends up in our water system through our washing of it, and it ends up in landfills when the clothing is disposed of.
For the everyday user, Venkatesan says recycling plastic starts with thinking before you buy. It's always better to use less plastic, even if you can throw it in the big blue bin. For WCAI, I'm Sarah Mises-Tan.
This is the final story in our series, The Big Blue Bin, following the path of Cape Cod's household recycling. We've looked at what happens to your cans, bottles, paper, and plastic. You can listen to all the stories on our website, where you can also find our special video with 9 tips for improving your household recycling. It's at capeandislands.org.